Good morning. It's, what is it? Tuesday, 7:41 a.m. on the 16th of September, 2014. I'm out walking. I missed a lot of days, and I actually didn't post anything over the weekend or yesterday. I was just sort of, the days got away from me before I even knew it. In part because I overslept all 3 days. Well, 2 days over the weekend, and then yesterday was a busy day. 18:17 on the front half. And well, it's under 19. Morning. So that's the important part. Still didn't replace the phone. I've probably got to do that. I'm holding the phone jack in with my finger as I walk. It's not the best application of the technology. But if I let it go, then it stops recording, so yeah. So this week has been kind of sketchy the last few days. We had mostly rain and cold last week. It was ridiculous. It was September and they were forecasting snow. I went out and had to pick all my peppers and tomatoes because it was going to be so cold. We didn't actually get a frost, but it was a near thing. It was like 34 degrees one morning. Good morning. But I'm out again today after too many days of not walking. I really need to get a handle on the structure of my day. Mondays are going to be problematic because the schedule is too tight in the morning between getting the kid moving at 6, having to have her to school at 7, having to have me at therapy at 8. That means 9 o'clock is the earliest I can get out. And by 9 o'clock, I'm ready to do something other than take a walk. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes on. I've got my alarm set to 9 o'clock. So I'm going to go home, have some breakfast, get this thing posted. And at 9 o'clock, I'm heading for the library. I have until 1:30 to pick up the kid, which gives me four and a half hours, plus or minus. I probably won't be able to go that long just because I'm going to take a thermos of coffee with me. And I'm going to need lunch. But, my short-term goal is to do the library twice a week, at least, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then see if I can get into the writing habit at home. If I can get stuck into the story, if I can get it in my head and moving, then finding the time is not going to be an issue. Finding the book is not going to be an issue. It's going to be a question of keeping up with it. But the problem is depression. And I'm finding it stupidly difficult to find the mental focus that I need to put it aside. To fake it till I make it, to to go through the motions that I know will help me in the long run. If I can just go through the motions, my brain will follow. But I'm having a difficult time going through those motions, getting my brain out of the dark spots. So one thing that's happened this week is Douglas Preston and Authors United have published their open letter to the board of directors of Amazon. A couple of weeks ago, the publishing press was announcing that soon, and last week was actually when they predicted it, the Authors United would unveil a very unpleasant surprise for Amazon. And I've been waiting for this for like, come on, all week long. Last week it was, come on, let's see how dumb you can be. What is this unpleasant surprise that Authors United has for Amazon? The guesses were anything from a flaming bag of Docker poop on Bezos' front steps to removing all of their books from Amazon to opening a new store that only stocks Hachette titles to one that I suggested was that Doug Preston was going to order groceries from Amazon Local and then refuse delivery. That would be a very unpleasant surprise for Amazon. Instead, it is something that is, it's almost laughable. It would be laughable if they weren't actually serious. They wrote a strongly worded letter of protest to Amazon's board of directors. Yeah, they sent a letter to their mother. It's like, really? This is your unpleasant surprise? The board of directors, who probably already knows about all of this stuff to begin with, the board of directors who probably has sanctioned, and in that case I used the word correctly, unlike the way they used it in the letter, sanctioned the process because Hachette is being really, really, really dumb. And they're taking Authors United along with them. It's a little mind-boggling. I don't usually read Hugh Howey's blog, but I did make an exception for this one. He did a good takedown of it. He pointed out some of the factual flaws. They're all the flaws that factually have been ignored, glossed over, or misrepresented in previous communications. At least they didn't claim that the Amazon was blocking the author's books. That was laughable. That was crazed. In their first salvo, in an open letter to readers, they claimed that Amazon was blocking the author's books. No, they're blocking Hachette's books. You happen to sell the rights, or lease the rights, to Hachette, so you lost those rights. You no longer have them. Those books are no longer yours. You don't get to say and be truthful that they are blocking your books. I'm sorry, that's not how the publishing industry works. And for most of these people, they really should know better. That's one of the reasons I don't have contracts with publishers. When publishers play with swords, authors get it in the neck. So, they wrote a strongly worded letter, an open letter to the board of directors, I was like, seriously? This is your unpleasant surprise? Apparently they had already used, your mother was a hamster and your father smelled of elderberries. Or perhaps they're saving that, keeping it in reserve with my father from your general direction. I don't get it, I just don't. Monk post. It's not how publishing works. I had another conversation with a guy from Australia who went to Melbourne Writers Convention, and the publishers there were in a panel, and they were complaining because they were having to compete in the UK market against Amazon. And I called a guy on, and I said, publishers don't really compete against Amazon any more than they compete against Barnes & Noble. It's actually their retail arm. So why do they think they're competing against Amazon? And I expected to get the usual, well, Amazon has a publishing branch, and Amazon does have a publishing branch, but Amazon's publishing branch isn't doing any better than any other publisher, in large part, in my opinion. They hired publishers to run it. And of course, publishers brought all of their biases and systemic mistakes and then implemented them using the Amazon infrastructure. Which is like, it's just so stupid. It's just insane. I don't quite understand why they did that. Other than they wanted to give their publishing arms the same sort of cachet, because they've now hired book people to run their book division, their publishing division. And yet they still wear clown shoes. The same way Thor and Bane and the rest of them do. Like, this is crazy. This isn't how it goes. I had to give up on a community. It was just too dumb. There's a community that Evo started, and I followed it because of Evo, and it's called Audacious Marketing. And it wasn't audacious at all. There were very few conversations. There was almost nothing happening, except members would log in. Somebody different about every day would log in, drop a link, and walk away. And even when called on the content, they wouldn't respond. They were just like, okay, no. And it's like, okay, you people are doing social media marketing, and this is your practice. This is how you're putting your mouth where your money is. And the answer is, it's no wonder. This is just dumb. It's just completely stupid. And I keep thinking that there are marketing people out there who actually know what the hell's going on. I read a post the other day that I could have written by a marketing guy. So yeah, I know there's a couple. But the other one was book, what was it? Self-publishing and book promotion community. And I logged in there. I joined the community because I'm looking at this community, and it's about, you know, this is about 25, 30, 40, 50 people. 100 people, something like that. And they drop links. Complete link drops. No discussions. No sort of identity in terms of community. It's just a link drop. And so I left a post. I said, is this a place for discussing social media marketing? And because all I see is link drops here, and I'm curious, is this a what? And they removed the post and booted me from the community. And eventually, I got a nice response, a comment on the post itself. that no, they don't have time for discussions, that they're just leaving resources, links to resources, so that the members can find them easily. And so it's a link drop library, is their perception. And I it was like, seriously? Seriously, this is your great marketing thing. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. You've got to be joking me. I was like, really? Really, really dumb. And I kept hearing these people saying, well, too many new authors think that it's a get-rich-quick scheme. They get discouraged when their book doesn't immediately become a bestseller. And it's like, really? Who says that? And then I found the ad on Facebook. There's several of them, actually. Companies promoting, be a bestseller, we can show you how. Join now. I look at those and I go, gotta be kidding me. And there are great ideas, like scrape content off the internet, format it into a book, and publish it as your own. yeah, that's a great idea. That's a terrific idea. If you believe that, I've got waterfront property here in Colorado that I want to sell you. Ocean views, right from your back deck. That's just dumb. So yeah, I'm feeling surrounded by dumb lately. It's curious. It's puzzling. I keep thinking I need to write an internet marketing book. The problem is that the people who need to read it wouldn't. That's interesting. Battered looking Toyota with a barbed wire paint job. Okay. So yeah, the dumb it burns. Quite sure. John Ward posted a call for resources. Do you have somebody who has a service for writers that you enjoy or use? And somebody came on with iUniverse, which is Author House, and it's like, dude, run away. It's ridiculous. But there seems to be this confusion between what constitutes self-publishing and what constitutes vanity press. And it doesn't help that there are a lot of vanity presses who call themselves self-publishing companies. And no matter how many times I tell people, look, if the publisher publishes something other than a single author, and usually it's the author who has started the publishing company, then it's not a self-publishing company, it's just a publisher. And it's just a small press, generally. And quite frequently, it's a small press that is either a scam or an overpriced vanity press. They don't expect you to sell any books, so they make their money by charging excessive and terribly exorbitant service fees. 1827 on the back half. And that should tell you that I am coming up on the back gate. The time when I usually say, tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.